All right, very happy now to be joined by Salisbury Police Chief Tom Fowler. Chief, first of all, thank you for taking the time today, and I wonder, as we look back, the week is over now, what has transpired in terms of cleanup and road work and stuff like that around the fire situation? Because I think that's up by Salisbury Beach, is it not?
Yes, it's right on the beach, and thanks for having me. Yes, yeah, just an unbelievable scene last Sunday night, you know, into early Monday morning, with this huge fire and conditions with high winds coming off the beach. The firefighters, the police officers did, you know, heroic work to save it from being any worse and really saving lives. So once the fire had burned out, with the help of the state fire marshal's office, an investigation began to determine the point of origin and to determine if there were any fatalities, because it was such a large fire in such a large area. Some of the debris had fallen into a basement of one of the buildings, so that had to be dug out. But I'm happy to say there was no serious injuries or fatalities as a result of the fire. The site was secured for a couple of days while the fire marshal's office did their work, and just the other day it was released to, I guess the insurance companies come in next, so they secured the area so it's safe. But the road is back open. I know National Grid had some work to do down there because they had to cut the power and the gas, obviously. That's been restored, and I consider ourselves very lucky that it wasn't worse than it actually.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty congested over there, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a beach community, so they utilize the space as efficiently as they can, so you have buildings right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I consider us very lucky that it didn't spread to the other side of the street or farther down the road.
I've been talking to some Gloucester firefighters who were talking about it, Chief, and you know, the role of the fire department, you had help from southern New Hampshire, you had help from all over the North Shore, and, you know, the newspaper said it was a 9-alarm fire. What was the police role in that, Chief, and when did you get involved with it?
So I had three officers working, a sergeant and two officers working that morning. When it got called in, it quickly expanded into a huge fire. And these guys literally put their lives on the line, banging on doors, waking people up, literally carrying people to safety. I had some pictures of my officers, and they're covered with soot and smoke, you know, and they really, really did heroic work, you know, putting their lives on the line, and couldn't be more appreciative or proud of them.
Wow. And I didn't realize that. Did now where other fire departments said to be involved, did you have to call in more people to help you out, or just your officers can handle that?
Yeah, once we knew people were safe, we were dealing with, you know, shutting down roads, making sure the fire apparatus had access to the scene. It was a very cold, windy night. It started raining, so we actually brought people back to our police station, to our training room, to make sure they were warm. Then the Red Cross got involved, and we opened a warming center at the Hilton Center, which is where our Council on Aging is located. So we were able to transport people up there to make sure they were warm and secure.
Wow.
So we called in off-duty officers, obviously. You know, we're a small police department, usually two or three officers working at a time, but everyone really stepped up, and it was a team effort.
One of the things about a major fire, really any fire, it tends to draw spectators, and where I'm sure there's a lot of debris now and cleaning up and stuff like that, are roads still closed off, or have you had any problem with people just coming sightseeing?
There was the morning afterwards. We had some people down there, but the scene was pretty secure. The road's now open, and the insurance company was putting construction fence all around it to make it a safe site. And, you know, lots of people have come down to see it because it did get a lot of attention on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm semi-familiar with that. My daughter used to live down the street from the police department. And I know that the conditions were just awful. Chief, anything else you want to mention? Because as you say, it is heroic stuff, and sometimes people don't realize the involvement of the police and how they have to complement what the fire department is doing.
Yeah, I talked at length with the fire chief here in Salisbury, and we have a great working relationship, as does our personnel, and I think it really showed. We work together. You know, a common goal is to save life and property, and the mutual aid from the other area towns was tremendous as well. So, yes, we do take a different role than the firefighters, but I think our role is to keep them and the public safe while they do their job. You know, they had fire hose lines all over the place. You know, you can imagine the amount of water they needed. So shutting down roads and keeping people safe is pretty much our mission in those cases.
I guess I do have a further question. In terms of the complexity of all the personnel who were there between fire and police, how do you communicate what's the hierarchy? Who's in command, and how do you do that? Did a fire ask for your help and so on?
Fire departments are very efficient in using the incident command system. So you have an incident commander that everyone reports to, and there's an accountability factor for when personnel show up, so they know who's there. We're kind of on the outside of that. We're more support at that point. But I'd be remiss not to mention I have public safety dispatchers here at the police station that dispatch police, fire, and EMS, and they did a tremendous job as well.
Okay. And finally, Chief, here at the end of the week, have some of your guys gotten back to regular sleeping hours and gotten some rest?
Yes. Yeah, like I said, they did tremendous work. I'm so proud of them.
Excellent. Thank you, Chief Fowler. I appreciate it, and I'll be up to visit here hopefully this summer.
Great. Please stop by.
Thank you, Chief. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Chief Tom Fowler of the Salisbury Police Department. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.